Hey guys, what's going on? This is Arthur Anthony here, your co-host of Life Cope. Thanks again, you guys, for joining us for another episode. Man, it's been a busy past couple of weeks. I have family coming to visit. And after that, if you're living in Colorado Springs, like, we had a hailstorm here and then busted out the back window. And man, just all kind of things just going on. So thankfully, Nancy was able to pick up the slack a little bit for Life Cope. So appreciate that, Nancy. First of all, I just want to say, happy birthday to the Army. You know, you've been the biggest, support I've had in a long time, you know, with other jobs that I've had, but, with the relationships and the, you know, the camaraderie that you built, you know, when you're all going through the same struggle, like people become your brothers and sisters, you know? So, just want to thank you for that. And for all the leaders that have, inspired me or mentored me before, thanks guys. I really do appreciate that. And I hope it's helping me become a better person for tomorrow. Also today's National Flag Day. So happy National Flag Day as well. I can't forget that. So today we're talking about building a better life, a better emotional life, you know, for later. Because we go through life and, you know, there are things that bother us emotionally and or makes us become emotionally overwhelmed. And so the question is, how do we get out of that state and start thinking rationally again, you know? To be able to think wisely, like before you get rattled, before, you know, whatever emotional trauma comes along, how do you get out of that state and then get back to rational thinking again? But first, today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. If you have a phone or computer, you know, download that app and it'll help you fix all those grammar mistakes. I am terrible with putting commas and using I even use when I type sometimes, and Grammarly does fix that too as well. They tell me that's not a word, but I use all the time. But anyway, so if you'd like to download the app, you can go to www.getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC, or you can download it on your phone as well, and it's free. So you might as well get a free teacher or free app that's going to help you just make, you know, those resumes, just polish out those resumes, you know, if you're looking for a job or, you know, if you're writing a paper, it'll help you with that as well. So, back to the show. How do we get back to rational thinking after we've been rattled emotionally and try to build a better emotional lifestyle for later? For me personally, this is a very hard thing, because when I become emotionally rattled, when something gets to me, it lingers in me for a long time, and it takes a lot for me to get back to that rational state in order to start doing positive things again and not linger on what the negative was, you know? So if we can't build, you know, a life worth living emotionally, you know, there's always techniques that people can use. For some, people use breathing, you know, deep breathing, using the 5-4-3-2-1 method, like counting down. But there, you know, there's different things out there that you can use to help you be calm in the moment and be able to start being positive again and start building a better life positively. So, my personal fallback when I get into those emotional states is I have an acronym that I use. It's kind of corny, but just bear with me. I call it BFF, and I'm not talking about, you know, best friends forever. It stands for build, find, and forecast. So with build, it's talking about build good emotions / memories. Yeah, look at the positive things in your life now. the positive things that you can do right now as well. That will help you get out of that negative state. You just have to look at, like, when you get rattled, when something happens and you start getting those negative thoughts, just look around, find the light, find the positivity in whatever it is, and then build off of that. You can also, and that's just short term, but for long term, you can also look at things in your life right now that you want to change that will help you have those positive outcomes later on as well. For instance, if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that's not supportive, you know, or an abusive, you know, husband or wife or whatever, spouse, you know, you got to change that now in order for you to start having a positive future, you know, and become better. So just look at your life right now, see what's negative in it, or what's going to cause negative. If you think something's going to cause you to get into that negative state again later on, change it right now so that you can have more positive outcomes than negative outcomes. Number two is find. So you find things that will promote your confidence, that will help build you. Do things you're good at to help you build that confidence right now. And it could just be one thing or two things, you know. Just start slow. So I would say start one thing that you're good at. And then just, you know, build off of that. And then all of a sudden one thing will become two things you're good at. And you start building that confidence again so that you don't feel like you're useless, you know. And, I mean, this could also work for if you want to try something new. Of course, trying something new is not always going to work in the first time that you're good at it. So, well, for some people, sometimes it does happen. But you just have to be patient and then keep working, finding things until you find the one thing that will actually help you be more confident. And that confidence will help you build a better future, emotional future anyway. And number three, forecasting negative thoughts or negative situations. This kind of builds off of build number one, but also if you forecast those negative situations, you have to prepare yourself ahead of time when you know something negative will affect your emotions. Build that emotional barrier. We've talked about this before, but build that emotional barrier. So no matter what it is, you will remain strong positively. So an example of this, say you're doing a project for your boss, right? But your boss wants it a specific way, you know, but you don't do it that way. And then when you take it in there, you already know that, I don't think this is going to be a good project. But if you just tell yourself mentally that, you put that emotional block, okay, I know he's not going to like this, and he's probably going to say some stuff I don't like, but at the same time, I can also get his opinion and figure out what he really wants me to do and then be able to finish this project. So, you know, you just got to forecast things like that. Or for kids in school, you know, college, if you know you haven't studied and you're going to take an exam, you know you're not going to pass. Probably not. Like, the odds of you passing are slim. You could. I mean, you could get by with a D, but the odds of you passing without preparing is impossible. So just prepare yourself to know that you're not going to pass this exam, and just know that you'll work harder next time. Hopefully anyway. So that's all I got today, guys. Thanks again for listening. I hope you guys have a good weekend, and thanks for supporting us as always. But if you'd like to contact us, you can email us at bam3@lifecoachapp.com. If you just like to give you a shout out on the show, or if you know, like to give us some feedback on how we can improve, you know, you can also reach out to us on our social media handles, on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Our handle is LifeCoachLLC, so it should be easy to find. And so I'll leave you with this thought. This is not the end-all, be-all, you know, for, like, these things I've listed off, the BFF method. You can find your own method to, you know, try to build that emotional, positive emotional future so that you can be successful later on. So just find your way and do what works. But hopefully this helps somebody out there. Hope you guys stay well and stay safe.